Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, August 9th. The Tesla Model 3 and Model Y have become the best and second best-selling vehicles in California, helping the state reach new sales and record EV sales. This week, the California New Car Dealer Association released their second quarter numbers, showing 42,320 registrations so far for the Model Y, and 38,993 for the Model 3. With this new information, EV sales are now at about 15% of the entire California auto market. That compares to about 7% for the broader United States. All of this is amid an auto market that is still suffering from supply chain issues. According to the report, Tesla and Genesis are the only two brands that are growing in California. Electrek's Fred Lambert writes, quote, "This is where things start to move fast. It took a decade to go from 1% to 5% market share, but I think it's going to take 2 years to go from 15 to 50% market share. Mark my words." Tesla's sales in China are down more than 60% month-to-month in July, but this time it's not because of the top-down COVID mandates from the Chinese Communist Party. Gigafactory Shanghai's planned upgrade is to blame. At the end of July and through the first week of August, Tesla shut down the most productive factory in order to perform upgrades that they believe will increase capacity to about 21,000 vehicles per week, or 1 million in a year. In recent years, Gigafactory Shanghai has become Tesla's most productive factory, and the automaker turned it into its main export hub, exporting many Model 3 and Y vehicles to European and Asia-Pacific markets. This factory upgrade is likely going to affect Tesla's results in August, but the automaker should be able to catch up going forward. Autonomy, an EV subscription service company, has now officially placed their giant order for close to 23,000 electric vehicles. Just a couple weeks ago, we learned of the plan, but now it's official and we have learned the details. They plan on ordering 8,300 units from Tesla, 3,400 from General Motors, 3,140 from Kia and Hyundai, 2,200 from Volkswagen, 1,800 from Ford, 1,000 from Rivian, and then down the line with several hundred to 100 from the likes of Toyota, Mercedes, VinFast, actually, BMW, Volvo, Subaru, Polestar, Lucid, Fisker, and Canoo. Ford is reopening orders for the existing reservation holders on their wildly popular F-150 Lightning truck. Starting on Thursday, consumers that converted an order to the new Ford F-150 Lightning will get a host of new features. However, Ford's prices are also going up from $6,000 to $8,500, depending on the trim. The good news is that GM writes, quote, "Current order holders awaiting delivery are not impacted by these price adjustments." But unfortunately, for those who are still waiting in the long line, that means the base version now starts at $46,974. New F-150 Lightning buyers have more color options to choose from, a professional trailer hitch assist, and availability for the new Ford Pro Special Service Vehicle Package. They couldn't have made that more vague, even if they tried. This package is actually primarily for police use, which includes a heavy-duty cloth seat, steel intrusion plates, and built-in roof lights. Jaguar Land Rover is announcing that they are opening a new EV testing facility in Gaydon, United Kingdom. The new testing facility features two sound-absorbing rooms, an electronic rolling road for testing vehicles at speed, performance equipment, and an electromagnetic compatibility laboratory. Hopefully, this sort of research and development will help shake off the fire issues that they've been having battery problems with. We expect to hear a lot more from Jaguar as a company, as they still plan on going fully electric by the year 2025. The Range Rover brand will just start releasing fully electric vehicles in the year 2024. Foxconn has signed its first contract manufacturing agreement since acquiring the Ohio facility from Lordstown Motors. In addition to building EVs for Lordstown, such as their Endurance pickup truck, and also Fisker Incorporated for their model called the Pear, Foxconn will now be manufacturing electric tractors and battery packs for the company Monarch Tractors. Currently, Monarch Tractor is working towards production of their Founder Series tractors in Livermore, California. That process is expected to begin ramping up in the fourth quarter of this year. After the Founders series is complete, Foxconn will assume the responsibility of full-scale production at the Lordstown plant. According to Foxconn, the MXV electric tractor production will begin in Lordstown in the first quarter of 2023, somewhere within their 6.2 million square foot campus of scalable production space. Monarch says that the tractor can operate with autonomous capabilities for up to 8 tractors at once. In today's community comment found on YouTube, in reference to Mazda selling just 8 electric vehicles in July, Pete Barnes says, "What Mazda failed to mention was that the 8 cars were sold to dealers as demos. Ha ha." Well, you know what, Pete? There is room for speculation. It's possible that those vehicles were just sold to a government agency for some sort of deal, or maybe given to a charity auction and marked as sold. I've heard rumors of dealerships getting away with some screwy numbers, but with such a tough car to sell, I'm guessing that most of the dealerships just gave them back to Mazda, or possibly never had them in the first place. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.